This is Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Liberian National Police says several persons arrested Friday for violent disturbances on the grounds of the Ministry of Commerce in Monrovia are expected to be charged and sent to court today, Tuesday. Police spokesman Sam Collins told Unmel Radio that a group of people turned up at the Ministry of Commerce with placards demanding explanation from authorities there about alleged proliferation of expired commodities in the commerce of Liberia. Sam further explained that the group then demanded the resignation of the minister and assaulted people when they realized that they were being ignored. Meanwhile, the Liberian National Police says it has launched an initiative aimed at teaching community residents how to report crimes to the police. Police spokesman Sam Collins said the initiative is being funded by the Swedish government and was launched recently in 3 police zones, beginning with Zone 6 in Broville.
There are people who don't just know how to report crimes, and we think it behooves us at the Liberian National Police to teach them as it relates to how to report crime. Because the more crimes are reported to the police, the more the police will respond and the situation will be brought under control. And the community now will try to experience peace at all levels. So this weekend we'll be in Zone 10, launching a program and speaking against gender-based violence. There are people who are beating their wives, beating their children, and getting involved with all kinds of activities, and we think that the police need to know.
Police spokesman Sam Collins. The Young Ambassadors of Peace says it is stepping up its peace-building campaign by targeting the youth. The group's head told Unmel that as the country prepares for elections this October, they are working with the Peace Building Office and Federation of Liberian Youth to mobilize young people to serve as agents of peace. Momo Taylor noted that the youth have a crucial role to play in the sustenance of peace and democracy. Taylor added that Dr. Lumumba will be in the country later this month to speak to youth and student groups. He noted that Dr. Lumumba, a Kenyan professor, will use his experience to urge Liberian youth to endeavor for peace and unity as the country goes to the polls later this year. The authorities of the Liberia Electricity Corporation, LEC, have begun the testing of the fourth turbine at the Mount Coffee Electric Dam. The communications specialist at the LEC told Unmel Radio that the exercise, which commenced as of May 8, will mark the final testing of turbines at the hydro. James Bagoy noted that during the testing, there will be periodic disruption in the LEC services, which runs up to May 22. Bagoy, however, mentioned that this will set the basis for the hydro to operate at its full capacity of 88 megawatts of electric power. The news is coming to you from Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A computer malware that has spread across 150 countries appears to be slowing down, with few reports of fresh attacks in Asia and Europe on Monday. However, staff beginning the working week have been told to be careful. The WannaCry ransomware started taking over users' files on Friday, demanding $300 to restore assets. Hundreds of thousands of computers have been affected so far. Computer giant Microsoft said the attack should serve as a wake-up call. BBC analysis of 3 accounts linked to the ransom demand suggests only about $38,000 had been paid by Monday morning. However, the ransomware warning said that the cost will double after 3 days, so the payments may increase. It threatens to delete files within 7 days if no payment is made. And scientists who drill into the impact crater associated with the demise of the dinosaurs summarized their findings so far in a BBC Two documentary on Monday. The researchers recovered rocks from under the Gulf of Mexico that were hit by an asteroid 66 million years ago. The nature of this material recalls the details of the event. It is becoming clear that the 50-kilometer-wide asteroid could not have hit a worse place on Earth. The shallow sea covering the target site meant colossal volumes of sulfur from the mineral gypsum were injected into the atmosphere, extending the global winter period that followed the immediate firestorm. Had the asteroid struck a different location, the outcome would have been very different. That's the Unmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmel, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.